the gospel lesson this morning is from Mark chapter 13, verses 24 through 37. Hear now the word of the Lord. But in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and put forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all of these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Be aware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey. When he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midday, or at the cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he might find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. And this is the word of the Lord.
I said I kind of like this. It makes me feel tall. Join me in the spirit of prayer. Our Lord God, may the words of my mouth, meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto your sight. And may those things said this morning that are true be engraved upon every heart. Anything said that is false may be quickly forgotten and cause no harm. In your name we very humbly pray. Amen. You know, we live in a very wild and crazy time, don't we? Earlier this past week, North Korea launched an ICBM that had a range of 8,000 miles, able to hit any city in the United States. The height of that rocket, of that interballistic missile, was higher than the space station that orbits the Earth every day. Carl Cannon alluded to the fact that the newest business that opened up in the Northwoods Mall had two violent episodes in which police were called. And I tell you what, the people who live on the other side of the river who are afraid of Peoria and afraid of going to the mall, they are absolutely petrified now. The good news is Sue and I did go shopping at the mall and everything was still good. A few weeks ago, actually within the last month, I had two different parishioners take me aside and talk to me about church shootings. The Woodford County Police detained someone who was going to do a copycat shooting in one of the area churches. And people were asking me, so what is your game plan? What kind of plan do we have if a shooter comes into this building? I said, my game plan is to go out that door into the columbarium. Good luck to the rest of you, but in all honesty, this discussion was taken up at both the executive board meeting and the board of deacons, and we are dealing with the issue. And there will have to be some changes made because we live in a very wild, wild, and crazy world. Here's an interesting statistic for you to consider. If your child or grandchild or great-grandchild was born in 2001 or after, they have never known a time in our nation's history when we have not been engaged in a foreign war in either Afghanistan or Iraq. And during that time period, since we decided to fight the war off the books, we have incurred a $4.8 trillion deficit in fighting that war, and with interest payments in the year 2050 that deficit will rise to $8 trillion, even if we never spend another penny on the war. And consider the crazy weather. I came to church this morning with my top coat. It was cold. Had to straighten my windshield. I went outside between the two worship services, and it was actually balmy. Almost spring. Who would have guessed on the first Sunday of December that we would not have had more than one killing frost, and that it would be very hard to put stakes in the ground to put up your Christmas ornaments? This is a wild and crazy time. And it makes us just wonder, who's in charge? What in the world's going on? I was at a Bible study last week, and someone said to me, I'm going back and forth so you can each see me on both sides of the forest here. Someone said to me, do you think this is the end time, the end days? And I said, no. And they said, why not? I said, because I remember the prophet Isaiah, and I remember the Gospel of Mark. In the prophet Isaiah that was read just a few moments ago by Nora, people wondered what role was going on. Israel had fallen. Its residents had been carried off into Babylonian captivity. The city of Jerusalem had been completely ransacked. The temple had been destroyed, so not one stone sat upon another. And then a ruler by the name of Cyrus the Persian, who, interestingly enough, in the Old Testament is referred to as Israel's Messiah. Cyrus the Persian was the Messiah because he allowed people who wanted to go back to Jerusalem to go back and rebuild the temple and rebuild the city. This was an answer to prayers. And they went back to Jerusalem, remembering the glory years, how what their parents and grandparents had told them and everything else. And what did they see? But a bunch of ruins and dogs running through the streets and weeds and everything else. And there was absolutely nothing there. And they thought, what in the world? God has completely abandoned us. And the prophet Isaiah spoke to them. And he said that things are bad. Things are bad because you're partly responsible. Because you did not take care of the least, the last, and the lost. Instead, you took care of yourselves. You didn't let me, you said, I got mine. You go ahead and get yours. And so judgment fell upon you. But take heart, because God is still our Father. Interesting. One of the few times in the Old Testament God is referred to as a Father. God is still our Father. And we are the clay, and God is the potter. And that in the words of that old hymn, God is somehow in the chaos of the moment working out his purpose. A similar thing happened in the Gospel of Mark that was shared just a few moments ago by Pastor Zach. Everything was falling apart. Mark was written to a Jewish Gentile community after Jerusalem had been destroyed. And people were thinking it's going to be the last days because Jesus had not been the Messiah they had hoped that he would be. He did not get rid of the boot of Roman oppression, but they were still oppressed. As a matter of fact, Christians were being persecuted because of their faith. Some of them were being crucified and set on fire along the streets, the roads that led into Rome as torches in the night. It was a terrible time for the church, and they began to wonder if this is the end time or not. And Jesus in Mark's gospel says, terrible things are going to happen and you've not seen the worst of it yet. But listen, take care, don't worry. Remember the lesson of the fig tree. No matter what is happening, when the fig tree begins to grow leaves, you know that spring cannot be far away. In the midst of chaos and turmoil, when you have no idea what is happening, you have no idea who's in control, you think that the whole world has gone mad, that is actually good news. Because remember the lesson of the fig tree. In the destruction and the turmoil and the upset, that is where you see the presence of God. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to the Romans, he said, in the 8th chapter, he says, we are living in a time of travail like a woman going through the pains of birth. Something else is being born that is new. The kingdom of God is being born in a very painful way that the fire must separate in order to purify. And then Paul wrote in that same chapter, Romans letter, I do not consider the sufferings, the pain of this present age to be compared with the glory that is coming. The season of Advent is a time of preparation, spiritual preparation, when we reflect upon our own lives, decisions that we've made and that we continue to make, the values that we hold. And in the midst of chaos and turmoil, under the threat of ICBMs and people coming into churches in order to shoot, kill, and maim, in the midst of all the violence within our midst, Jesus says, be awake. Keep alert. Remember the fig tree. A new thing is being born. Remember, it was God that brought order out of chaos in Genesis 1. It was God that brought light into the darkness. Before there was the sun, the moon, and the stars. And it was Christ who told those who would take him seriously, who would decide to be his disciples, saying to them, you are the light of the world. You are the message of hope. You are a bearer of hope. You are ambassadors of the kingdom. Fear not. The angel said to Mary, fear not. The angel said to the women at the tomb, fear not. The angel said to the apostles, fear not. God says to us today. Why? Because God's in charge. God's the boss. No ifs, ands, or buts. God be the glory both now and forevermore. Amen.